So we are talking about spiritual warfare. And we saw last week that the effectiveness of the God's armor depends on two factors. The first one we saw was we need to understand that our encouragement comes from God. It's not about you, it's not about me, but God is the one who can make you strong to resist the devil, the attacks of the devil. The second factor we saw was the need to understand that the armor is only might in God. It's not might in us. Doesn't matter what you do, it's all about God. We saw two last week. The first part of the armor was the belt of the truth. And we saw that the belt of truth does three things, basically. The first one, the belt of truth upholds our spirituality. Without the belt of truth, we cannot survive. Our spirituality cannot survive. We saw that the belt of truth protect us from Satan's lies. So if you turn on, I talked last week, you turn on TV, and almost every TV show with so many dirt things, dirt philosophy, it's come through your mind. If you don't have the truth of the gospel with you, it's bad for you, okay? The third point we saw is the belt of truth helps to protect our emotions. And the point is, our emotion can make us to go for a wrong path. It's not only because you feel something that is true. So everything is about the truth. Everything is about the Bible. Everything is about Jesus. So it's not because you feel good that this is right. So you need to understand that. So the belt of truth help us to protect our emotions. Our emotions. And the main idea the last week, and we need really keep this in our heart, is the belt of truth is the written word. It's the Bible. And we need to keep in our mind that the belt of truth is the incarnate word. It's Jesus Christ. So we need Jesus. We need the word of God with us. This is the belt of truth. In other words, the belt of truth is the word of God and Jesus Christ. Today we take a look in another part of the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness. So let's read. You can follow with your Bible or just read from here. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 14. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His might power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand on the ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. So, what the breastplate of righteousness does. First, the breastplate of righteousness protects our souls. This is the idea. The breastplate was very important for the Roman soldiers because protect their parts, the vital parts, the heart, the lungs, was very important. Without this part of the armor, what's happened? And they can be wounded or killed anytime. The Bible described the soul, a soul without the rightness of God in two ways. First of all, the soul without the rightness of God finds itself in a miserable state. Romans chapter 3, 9, 18 says, "What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it's written, there is no one righteous, no even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. This is a soul without the writings of God. And everyone here without Jesus is like that. The second thing is the soul without the righteousness of God. It's a spiritual death. Dead. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 3 say, as for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you follow the way of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratified the craving of the flesh and follow its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserve of wrath. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, without Jesus, we are nothing. We are in a miserable state. We are spiritual death. And people without Jesus, we were like that. What kind of justice brings salvation to our soul? Some people think that it's good works. It's good works. But good works is not enough. We never be perfect. And to be close to God, we need perfection. We need to be holy to come close to God. Some people maybe think it's obey our laws. If I obey everything, I'm okay. I'm a good person. Why not? For many, many years, I talk with my mom. And when I try to bring some spiritual question with her, even with my father-in-law, the question is, why I live for my family. I don't steal, and why I'm a good man. Why I go to hell if I don't have Jesus? And I have to talk to him, because to be with God, you need to be perfect. And I hope you don't think that you are perfect. The Bible doesn't accept our own righteousness. I was shocked when I was reading years ago Isaiah 64 verse 6. One term was very strong for me. It said, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. Do you know this word here that is translated polluted garment? If you go to original, is the cloth that the woman uses when she has a period. This is the word there. Imagine for a Jew. This is the word. So God is doing our justice, our righteousness is for him a cloth that women use during the period. A pad? Pad? A pad? This is what is imagining. This is what is our own righteousness to God. Only the justice that comes from God can be our breastplate to protect our soul. Only that justice. No less. The right of God is the legal and instantaneous act that God applied to us, bring justice and forgiveness of our sins. This is the justice. Only one time. It's the idea that we are in a trial here. And I am the judge. And I look from here and I say to Esav, and say, Esav, you are innocent. That's it. Finish. If you see movies, TV show, when you see in America at least, when the guy is here in a trial, and after the judge say, you are innocent. What's happening? When you finish, he goes free. That's it. Finish. This is the kind of rightness that God wants to do with you and me. It's done. Look for Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is not say, there is no condemnation for those who are in the international church, or Baptist church, or Presbyterian church, or any kind of church. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. But the breastplate of righteousness not only brings salvation for our soul, but the breastplate of righteousness brings peace for our past. I love Romans chapter 5. Verse 1 and 2. It's so many things there. Three words, very important, come in this two verse. Peace, grace, and hope. Take a look. So the breastplate of righteousness brings peace for our past. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God is not my enemy anymore. I have peace. I can walk with Him. The sin, the Word of God said that sin makes a separation between man and God. And because Jesus, through Jesus, and only through Jesus, we can have peace again with Him. This is the justice of God. This is the breastplate of justice over you, cover you. It's Jesus. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The breastplate of righteousness brings grace to our presence. I have peace for my past. You know, just remember the worst thing you did in your past. Look back. Was forgiven already. God is never will look, oh, do you remember 10 years ago you did this? Never. It's done. It's done. This brings not only peace with me and God, but peace for my heart. And I know, because like me, we are humans, sometimes we go back and we look back for our mistakes and we feel embarrassed, we feel bad. But you know, it's not God. God is not charging you for that. He forgave you already. He forgave you already. It's us. But the breastplate of righteousness brings grace to our presence. Romans 5, verse 2a says, through whom we gain access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Now, you now stand in his grace. And nobody, no one, no demon, no Satan can take you that place where you are now in Jesus Christ. Because it's Jesus who take care of you and take care of me. This grace you stand. The breastplate of righteousness bring grace for your presence, peace for your past. In fourth place, the breastplate of righteousness bring hope for your future. Verse 5:2b said, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. We still do mistakes. I still sin. But I know that one day I will be in the glory of God in heaven and there sin no more. I know today everyone here we fight against our human nature, this sinful nature that's still inside us. It's every day. It's a fight for every day, every moment. But God gave us hope for the future. Hope for the future. All religion try to create this kind of connection between God and man, between man and God. But only the justice of Jesus can offer this divine gift. The access to this grace that offers salvation and forgiveness of sins creates a feeling of gratitude in our hearts. And this is my idea. Like, the question is, you do good works to be saved? No. But I try to do good works in gratitude in which Jesus already done for me. Do you understand what I mean? My intention, I try to not sin, not to gain my salvation, but to please him who already gave me. This is the idea. It's for make my father happy with me. This is the idea. I don't need gain my salvation. He gave me already this gift. But because I know who I am, and I know who he is, I want to please him, my father. And I do everything to try to please him. Fifth and last thing here is the breastplate of righteousness protects our hearts. The breastplate had the purpose to protect the soldier's heart. And we need to keep our heart clean, because if our heart is dirty, what's happened? The devil will use this room to take us out, to contaminate us. We need to be aware which areas of our life, usually our heart is going to contaminate. For some people, can be sensuality, pornography. Proverbs 7:25, the Solomon is talking about the woman, about prostitution. He said, do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. For some people, it's sensuality, it's pornography. You need to open our eyes. They care about this area. For some people, sometimes it's lack of forgiveness. For some people, it's you like to talk about people's lives. Gossip. We need to open our eyes. What is contaminate our hearts? We need to open. We need to be aware. Matthew 18:35 said, "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Forgiveness is very important. So the question is, how can we keep our heart pure? 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. We keep our heart pure through the confession our sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purifies us from our unrighteousness. We need to confess our sins every day. But I need you to understand the difference here. When John is talking about confession of sins here, it's not about salvation. It's about continue relationship with God. Like, example, Isaf is my son, and sometimes he makes me mad. I know that your son never did this, but sometimes. When he does that, he cannot come close to me. He feels embarrassed. He knows that he did something wrong that I didn't like. He knows. He can see only when I look at him. He knows. So what's happened here? The relationship, my relationship with him had some, how you say, I forgot the English word, but yeah, do you understand what I say? Okay? If something is wrong, it's not 100%, it's disconnect. Thanks. So I need you to revise my sermon every, so it'll be good. Thanks. Your English is better than mine. So, there is a disconnection. But do you know? He always will be my son. Even if I feel sad because of what he did, I'll never say, you are not my son today, only tomorrow. No. When John said here, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from our righteousness, it's for our own good. For reconnect, 100% connection. By the way, my internet connection was very bad the last 48 hours. So I think we have to pray for forgiveness there. So this is the point. But when him come to me and say, Dad, I'm sorry. I know that I did wrong. I know that I did this. I'm sorry. What's happened? Our connection is 100% again. This is what the Bible said here about ask forgiveness every day. For keep your connection flow 100% with God. And you do mistakes every day. We do mistakes. And some mistakes, some sins we do even without realize. This is why David said, God, forgive me for the sins that I did not realize. This is a new version I give you. This is the point. In which justice you have trusted and wait for your salvation? Have you received the writings of God? The writings of God is where Jesus become guilt. Look here. The writings of God is where Jesus become guilt in your place. So that moment we call justification. The believer, through faith, when the believer believes in Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus is credited on us. And our guilt goes to the cross. This is the point. And we receive the justice of Jesus Christ. I need two volunteers. Asaf, you first, come here. Okay, Suzanne, come here too, just because you left.
Come here. Okay, you can stay down there. Here, okay.
Now we are in a spiritual warfare. And to stand firm, we need the armor of God. The belt of truth is the word of God and Jesus Christ, the incarnate word. We need this to stand firm in our battle, in our spiritual battle. But we need the breastplate of righteousness. That is the justice of Christ in us. It's covering us. And I'll make a question for you now. I'll ask your name now. And I'll say, what is your name? And everybody say your name loud. Okay? In the same time. Okay? So I will say my name is Marcos. Okay? So when say, what's your name? And you answer your name. Okay? Red? 1, 2, 3. What's your name? Okay. Good. So you know. You know your name. Good. Now I have one question. Very personal question for you. What does God see when He looks at you? He sees, and you can say your name, or He sees Jesus. I will ask again. What does God see when He looks to you? He sees your name, or He sees Jesus. Close your eyes, bow your heads, and let's pray together. I want to challenge you. If your answer was, right now in my life, when God looks me, God looks me, not Jesus. I invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ in that moment. I invite you to say, I want the justice of Jesus in me. I want this. I will pray, and I want you to confess this in your heart with Jesus. Dear Lord, thank you very much for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the justice we have in Jesus Christ. We pray for everyone here. And for those that are not yet comfortable, or for those that yet cannot see Jesus in their lives, we pray that in that moment they can say, I need Jesus to be the breastplate of justice in my life. If you pray about this, if you pray this moment, ask Jesus to be the breastplate of your life. Could you raise one of your hands? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Anybody here? Maybe the first time. Okay. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much, because you are our justice. And nobody can take us out from you. And when you look from the heaven, and when you look for me, you'll see Jesus. And because of that, I'm so grateful, Lord, that I need to live to please you. I don't need to gain salvation. The salvation by grace is a gift. But I can live, and I have to live day by day to please you, because you are my loved Father. And I pray that for everyone here, everyone can understand the message, can understand that you are all we need. You are all we need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.